Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and thanks for joining me again for another midweek episode. Hope everybody's doing okay this week so far. So this week, I am going to be talking about Van Halen's fourth studio album, Fair Warning. It was recorded from March to April of 1981 at Sunset Sound Studios in Los Angeles. And it was released on April 29th of 1981. Genre is hard rock, heavy metal, even though I wouldn't really consider them heavy metal. Length of the album, 31 minutes and 11 seconds. Really short album, but there's a lot packed into that 31 minutes and 11 seconds. The label was Warner Brothers Records, and it was produced by Ted Templeman. Engineered by Don Landy, Gene Maros, and Joe Mata. Cover design by Pete Angelus, based on the actual artwork on the cover is by a guy by the name of William Kurlick, and his painting The Maze, which he based on his messed up childhood, basically, I guess. The insert photography was done by Neil, I'm gonna butcher this fucking name, Zlazauer. Neil Zlazauer. He did the band pictures that's inside the album. Alright, the band itself, we got David Lee Roth on lead vocals, Eddie Van Halen, guitar, synthesizer, and backing vocals, Michael Anthony, bass guitar, backing vocals, and Alex Van Halen on drums. It debuted at number 5 on the Billboard Top 200, but at the end of the year it went down to 76. So, and it hit double platinum, but despite that, this was actually their lowest selling album of the David Lee Roth era. The critics liked it, though. It got positive reviews from everybody, so. And actually, Esquire magazine ranked it number 60 out of 75 albums every man should own. Now, I don't know if the low and slow sales had anything to do with the synthesizers on this album that Eddie was experimenting with, really. I don't know if that turned people off or what, but anyway, let's go over the track list here. Side 1, track 1, Mean Street, track 2, Dirty Movies, track 3, Sinner's Swing, track 4, Hear About It Later, on to side 2, track 5, Unchained, and that was released as a single. Track 6, Push Comes to Shove. Track 7, So This Is Love. That also was a single. Track 8, Sunday Afternoon in the Park, which is an instrumental with very heavy synthesizers on there. And track 9, 1 Foot Out the Door. And that is the track listing for Fair Warning. Alright, let's talk about the tour. This was their biggest tour to date so far. And this is also the tour that they started the for their tour contract. then they started the no brown M&M deal. I guess they had a 53-page contract that the promoter would have to fulfill with all kinds of crazy shit on there. And the brown M&M deal was one of them, where they had to have a bowl of M&Ms backstage with all the brown ones taken out. And come to find out, they did this to see if the promoter actually read the entire contract. And I think they actually did cancel shows because of it, too. The tour started on May 12th, 1981 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I wonder if our buddy Gazoo seen this show. He lives up in them neck of the woods up there in Canada. Now, in some of the bigger cities, they actually did 2- and 3-night shows at some of the bigger venues on this tour. And they actually recorded 3 shows in Oakland, California on June 11th, 12th, and 13th. And used that footage to do the music videos for Unchained and So This Is Love. But they had to cut a bunch of the live stuff out on the 3rd show because, like, David Lee Roth, I guess he didn't have the best night that night and drank a little bit too much Jack Daniels. And they also did 2 nights in Dallas at the old Reunion Arena on September 10th and 11th of 1981. And then they winded up the tour actually opening for the Rolling Stones in Orlando, Florida on October 24th and 25th of 81. And that's all I have for the tour. All right, here's my take on Fair Warning. I remember when this came out, I actually bought this with birthday money. I turned 14, and I remember where I bought it. I bought it at Co-op Records and Tapes in Peoria, Illinois. And I actually bought this on vinyl and cassette tape because my stereo I had at home didn't have a cassette. It only had the record player and turntable and 8-track player on it. But I did have a little cassette boombox. So I bought both. Now, when I got it, I wasn't disappointed with this album, really. I thought maybe Eddie went a little hard on the synthesizers on this. But it fit, I guess. I don't like this album as much as I do the first 3 with Dave. But it does have a lot of good songs on there for as short as the album is, being only 31 minutes long. So, all right, with that being said, I'm going to rate this at a 3.5. Like I said, I like the first 3 albums better. So 3.5 for Fair Warning. And that's all I got for this midweek. Hitting like that subscribe button on the YouTube. Check us out on the social media. Leave us a review on Apple or a rating on Spotify or whatever platform you're using to listen. Would appreciate it. And that's all I got for this week, everybody. Thanks for listening and watching, and stay evil.
Smiling up.